Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 423, How to Make $1 Million with advice from actual millionaires, part 3. By Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. And I am Dan, your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance anywhere. And today's post is a continuation from yesterday and actually the day before. This is a four-part post. It's pretty long, so we're breaking it into four this week. And I read the first parts over the last couple of days. So if you're new here, definitely check out episode 421 to start this post from the beginning. But if you're all caught up, let's go. Let's hear part three as we continue optimizing your life. How to Make $1 Million with advice from actual millionaires. Part three by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com. When it comes to accounts for retirement, you have two options, the 401k and the Roth IRA. These are retirement accounts, which means you'll be able to accrue gains with big tax advantages with one caveat. You promise to save and invest long-term. That means you can buy and sell shares of almost anything as often as you want, as long as you leave the money in your account until you get near retirement age. Let's take a look at each one. 401k, free money from your employer. A 401k is a powerful retirement account offered to you by your employer. With each pay period, you put a portion of your pre-tax paycheck into the account. That means you're able to invest more money into a 401k than you would a regular investment account. But here's the best part. Your company will match you one-to-one up to a certain percentage of your paycheck. Say your company offers 3% matching. If your yearly salary is $150,000 and you invest 3% of that yearly salary, about $5,000, into your 401k, your company would match you that amount, doubling your investment. This is free money. If your company offers a match, you should absolutely take part in their 401k plan. For more on 401ks, be sure to check out my article on how the account is the best way to grow your money. That blog post is on my site, IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com, and it's called The Single Best Way to Grow Your Money. But 401ks are only one part of the equation when you want to start saving for retirement. The other account you should get is a Roth IRA, and ideally, you have both. Roth IRA, the best long-term investment. A Roth IRA is simply the best deal I've found for long-term investing. Remember how your 401k uses pre-tax dollars and you pay income tax when you take the money out at retirement? Well, a Roth IRA uses after-tax dollars to give you an even better deal. With a Roth, you put in already taxed income into stocks, bonds, or index funds and pay no taxes when you withdraw it. For example, if Roth IRAs had been around in 1970 and you'd invested $10,000 in Southwest Airlines, you'd only have had to pay taxes on the initial $10,000 income. When you withdrew the money 30 years later, you wouldn't have had to pay any taxes on it. Oh, and by the way, your $10,000 would have turned into $10 million. Now that's an exceptional example, but when saving for retirement, your greatest advantage is time. You have time to weather the bumps in the market, and over years, those tax-free gains are an amazing deal. How to open a Roth IRA account. To open up a Roth IRA, find a brokerage account. There are many out there. So I highly suggest shopping around and taking a look at the options. Certain factors you want to consider when looking at brokers can be things like minimum investment fees, customer service, investment options, and transaction fees. A few brokers I suggest, though, are Charles Schwab, Vanguard, and E-Trade. These brokers offer fantastic customer service and are well known in the investment community for their great stock options. Special note, most brokers typically have minimum amounts for opening a Roth IRA, usually about $3,000. Sometimes they'll waive the minimums if you set up an automatic payment plan, depositing, say, $100 a month. Also, it's worth noting that there's currently a yearly maximum investment of $5,500 to a Roth. This amount changes often, though, so be sure to check out the IRS contribution limits page to keep updated. Now, once your account is set up, your money will just be sitting there. You need to do things then. Number one, set up an automatic payment plan so you're automatically depositing money into your Roth. Second, decide where to invest your Roth money. Technically, you can be in stocks, index funds, mutual funds, whatever. But I suggest investing your money in a low-cost, diversified portfolio that includes index funds, such as the S&P 500. The S&P 500 averages a return of 10% and is managed with barely any fees. For more, you can read my introductory articles on stocks and bonds at IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com to gain a better understanding of your options. I also created a video that'll show you exactly how to choose a Roth IRA. Note, after you invest in your retirement accounts, you can actually stop right there. After many years, your money will compound and earn you well into the millions if you continue investing. So, say you're 25 years old and you decide to invest $500 a month in a low-cost diversified index fund. If you do that until you're 60, how much money do you think you'd have? $1,116,612.89. However, if you want to be able to hit $1 million sooner than that, there's only one really good option, earning more money through a hustle. Which brings us to part two, earning more money. The reason earning money is one of my favorite ways to get to a rich life is simple. There's a limit to how much you can save, but no limit to how much you can earn. If you're willing to put in the work and develop a hustle that'll scale and grow, you can earn as much money as you want. And while there are a lot of ways you can make more money, my favorite way is by starting a freelance hustle. That's what Shannon and Louisa did, and they're going to show you how. Step 3. Find a $1 million business idea. It's easier than you think. One very common misconception about starting your own freelance hustle is that you need to come up with the perfect idea to do it, when that couldn't be further from the case. People think they need a cool, crazy idea like the next Facebook to make a significant amount of money, Louisa says. But what most people don't realize is that they already have the skills to make $1 million. Now, I know it's difficult to imagine that you might have a profitable skill already, but you do. In fact, Shannon has a perfect solution to find out those skills. Look at what your friends ask you to help them out with. That's how she got her start as a freelance CPA consultant. Shannon says, I had a colleague who needed help sorting through her finances, so she asked me to help her out and she became my first client. Then I had another friend who started a law office and needed help, so I helped them out with all of their accounting. I'd meet with them to make sure that they were still compliant and help with their tax returns. It just started with helping people as a hobby, but then my husband pointed out that I was getting clients without even trying. Eventually, I was able to start a freelancing business from it. And that's not the only way you can find a profitable freelancing idea either. There are actually 4 questions you can ask yourself right now to find an idea you can leverage for your hustle. And we'll hear those in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 3 of the post titled How to Make $1 million with advice from actual millionaires by Ramit Sethi of IWillTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And before we go, if you want to help us keep this podcast going, we could definitely use your support. Now, we've got a page all set up over at oldpodcast.com/support where you can find a bunch of ways that you could help us out, both financial and otherwise. And it would be great if you could come by and check that out. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/support. And that's going to do it for today. I will see you in the Thursday show tomorrow where we will wrap up this four-part post. That's where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us. And remember, your optimal life awaits.